you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Bush got locked out of his room. It's funny as hell.
So here we are.
Yeah. That could happen to this room.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen when that happens to this room?
Nothing good.
One of us has to stay in here, like someone has to stay back all the time.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
The designated survivor.
Right, exactly. Yeah. One of us has to stay with the ship while the other guys go pee. Or smoke, or whatever, poop, whatever we do in this.
Yeah, it can't be empty.
We're in a brand new studio in a brand new part of our city. It's really nice. Everything's gorgeous, but Bush's electronic lock shut on him. He can't get into his office.
There's boopers on the studio doors now, and mine booped, and it said, "No, you can't come in."
It said, "I've heard this crap." You know what?
That's enough.
It detected nobody was in there. If it might detect if somebody's not in here. It will lock us out, too.
No, because the sensor's on the outside.
No, I'm just saying
there's something.
There's an eye in the sky.
That's very true.
Yeah, this is not an accident.
Right. It's very true. Right.
Brandon wants to know on the email, TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com. Since you're in the new studio, the listeners need to know this. Is the hopper situation much improved from the old place?
I haven't gone down yet.
I went in 2 breaks ago. Yeah. Okay. It's nice.
Is it clean?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's brand new.
Sparkling.
Is there food out like the last show? We used to have like apples out.
Yeah, I like the bathroom with snacks in it.
Right. Let me correct that. It was clean.
Oh, you destroyed it?
Yeah.
Defiling the bathroom on the first day.
Yeah.
Nice job, Tom.
I had to.
We're going to make friends quickly here.
Yes, we are.
What's the name of that smoking weed and vomiting syndrome, Craig?
That's it. Yeah, I think there's a syndrome, is there?
Yeah.
There's a name for it.
There is. We'll get. We'll find it here.
It's called.
It is called.
You're a pussy lightweight. That's what it's called.
Cannabis hyperemesis.
Gonadism.
Hyperemesis syndrome.
That's not very catchy.
Yeah. No.
According to Mike, who was on the road to Vernal, Utah. It happens to him when smoking roaches.
Don't smoke a roach.
Like the end of a joint.
I know what you
mean. Well, sometimes you got no choice.
No, I meant, I want to clear that people that are not potheads, that's the end of a joint, right?
Yeah, even non-potheads should know that.
They should, but you know what? We run in different circles. Why would you smoke a roach?
Because there's weed in it? I was thinking about those bathroom stacks. At that old place, there were like exposed pretzels.
I know.
Like out of the bag.
I know.
In the bathroom.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that was some other people that work with us.
Oh, putting out snacks in the bathroom. I loved it, though. Yeah.
Well, so they would disappear.
That means somebody ate them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably them. I didn't touch it. And I felt like
I don't like snacks in bathrooms.
No,
it's like turds in the air.
Yeah.
I'd see people take their coffee cup in there at the old place. Yeah. I was like, no.
Ugh.
Even if you leave it on a counter, just no. Don't take your coffee cup in the pooper.
Boy. I've always been grossed out seeing like food wrappers in the bathroom.
That means people
in the bathroom trash.
Right.
Like, oh, you brought food in here?
And you're eating a sandwich while you're eating, while you're pooping?
They don't even have snacks in the Vegas bathrooms.
And those
are
the nicest
bathrooms
in the world.
They are, no. Might be a mint at the end.
Yeah, and a guy yelling at you to wash your hands.
Yeah.
Nobody leaves my bathroom with dirty hands.
Dude, you're working in a bathroom.
Yeah. I wonder if those jobs went away during COVID. Like
the bathroom attendant.
And guys like, can't wait to get back to work.
Nice restaurants and some airports used to have them, too.
I'll bet you. They're no longer.
I don't think I've ever been into a bathroom that has an attendant.
Really?
No.
They actually used to, really? It's not just fancy restaurants, and sometimes it is. In Vegas, you see more. But I remember at the Atlanta airport, there was a couple that had them just at the airport.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You never – really?
No.
Yeah. It's a weird dynamic because you want to give the guy a dollar, but he might not have a dollar, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
And you want to give the guy a dollar because he's just sitting there in a corner –
just listen to people blasting ass all day.
And he hands you
terrible.
He hands a paper towel. They're always real nice. They walk over and hand you a paper towel when you wash your hands. And a lot of times there's like mouthwash or stuff sitting there you might want to use.
Chiclets?
Just anything. They have an array of stuff. Cologne, whatever like that. But then the guy's sitting there. I'm like, man, so you want to give the guy a dollar, and you do. If you have a dollar on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking back. I don't think I've ever been into a bathroom with an attendant.
Well, you're not missing anything. It's kind of annoying, actually, because you don't want to worry about pulling a dollar out in the bathroom.
I would think it would be awkward.
You want to poop and leave.
And you feel obligated to tip the guy.
Oh, yeah, you do feel obligated.
I would think it would be awkward. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to make eye contact with the guy.
Because he, gives you a towel.
Oh, so I'll get you next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you pee 3 or 4 times, they might not remember you.
Yeah.
And then they're going to think, man, every day I gotta give you a dollar every freaking time I'm in here.
Yeah.
How would you not just be laughing all day if you're that guy?
That you're actually.
People walk in like,
because you're sitting in a bathroom all day.
Yeah.
You're cooped up.
How would you not?
Pretty small bathroom.
How would you not be questioning every choice you made in life that led you to
that? That's why I give those guys a dollar.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think some of those casinos probably take care of their people.
Oh, I'm sure they do. That's your gig. Yeah. Okay.
Still,
but even if it's a clean night, and usually the casinos are usually nice, really nice upscale bathrooms. Somebody is blasting ass, like Nick was saying.
Right. No matter where you are, how it's work, loud and stinky again.
It would be funny to giggle every time somebody farts. Right. At the urinal, or
you get fired.
Well, like if they're for an 8-hour shift, you got to figure 15 to 20 times somebody comes in and just destroys the place,
right. Like
and
Todd,
you can't leave.
Like Todd,
it's your job to just sit there
In the new building here, Todd, over there, is that one hopper or two? Could two people poop?
Two of each.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, we have two urinals.
Two urinals, two stools.
High class. Yeah.
And two sinks.
All right.
What would you even ask somebody who was interviewing to be a bathroom attendant?
Does the smell of gas make you pass out?
That'd be puke.
Can you sit through 8 hours of ass smell? Yes, you're hired.
Right. How desperate are you?
Right. And you smoke a roach without puking. That's what you ask them.
You just play audio of explosive diarrhea and see if they crack.
I like to have it up here, but I can't bring it up. So I'm looking for farts in here. Can't find them.
Yeah. Wow. We'll do it live.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Pretty easy sound effect. You're the guy laughing.
We're going to have to let you go.
Yeah, a lot of times it is an older dude, too.
All the jobs for golf course ranger were filled, so he ended up as a bathroom attendant.
I saw a young guy in the Atlanta bathroom. Like I said, it's probably just a job at the airport. And the Atlanta bathroom, and he was a younger African-American guy. And he was, like, fun. He would talk. He was like, I'm thinking this dude, he walked up to me and asked if I was a musician because I had long hair, and he started just jawing. He started jawing with other people. I'm thinking, dude, you are too articulate, too cool to be sitting in a bathroom for 8 hours a day. So I'm guessing it was like a part-time gig, and he was something else.
And by the
way. Because he was like just rattling off. I mean, the funniest guy in the bathroom was this dude.
He's like the host?
Yeah, he was like he made it fun. Hey, I'll be back. Where you fly? I'll be back. I'll miss my flight. I'm going to go poop again.
I'm your C-Terminal men's room MC for the night. Thanks, folks.
That's how he was. I remember that.
Yeah, I don't want to have a conversation when I go in the John.
No.
I don't. No.
But he does.
Yeah, I know. That would make it awkward.
Well, he didn't walk over to the urinal or anything. You were at the sink when he said to you. He didn't stand behind me. Hey, dude. I know you're peeing, but you're a musician.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to go test it.
Yeah. I love that you're locked out.
Yeah, get out of here. We don't want you in here anyway.
Yeah, let's hope it works.
Yeah.
Can we lock this door from the inside?
I don't see him walking in there. Yeah. Put that wedge back in there. Didn't work?
Nope.
All right. We didn't want you in there anyway.
Was on this date in 1972.
Is the show recording for podcast purposes over there?
Yeah, it's still recording
over
there.
Good, good.
I just can't do anything with it until I get back in there.
Oh, somebody's going to bitch that you didn't upload the last segment.
That's, it'll be there. It'll be there.
Yeah. Where is it? It's in that room.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening now and you want to go back, yeah, I can't.
1972, what, Craig?
It was on this date in 1972, former Beatle Paul McCartney was arrested for growing the marijuana on his farm in Scotland.
Yeah, that was a death penalty then.
The Hira.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Right. Nothing.
He's a bathroom attendant now.
Ruined his career, man. Out the window. Done.
He'll never work in this town again.
No, he won't.
How do you arrest McCartney?
In 1971, he's one of the most famous people in the world. I mean, he still is, but then he really was.
Well, I think some guys take pride in that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got him.
No special treatment here.
Oh, and by the way, he wasn't an older, successful musician then. He was still a young hippie to all the...
A young rapscallion. Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was the long hair. Yeah.
To that old jackboot cop.
Right.
Yeah, and they had to set an example as well.
Right. No weed here.
For the rest of the kids. Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, the same movie gets the win once again. Shang-Chi, is that how he pronounces that? I forget.
I have no idea what it's about.
And the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
22 mil. Well, apparently it is.
Well, for those people that like those movies, I don't, but I'm sure it is.
I don't know the premise of that movie. What's it about?
It's a superhero crap.
It's a Marvel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah. I know. Get out of
here. Hey. Still not working?
Nope.
Oh, nice to see you.
How about keys? Let's just get keys.
How about leave the studio doors unlocked?
Yeah, it's a dumb concept. It really is.
What would have happened if, when you came here in the mornings, isn't there like a button you have to press to get everything going? If that would have happened then, would the show just not have gone out?
Yeah, something like that. Or I would have been waking. I was here a little earlier than normal today, so.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But this same key card actually got us in the building.
Yeah.
So what if that goes down?
Something's messed up over there in that room.
Yeah.
It's not so sure it's an accident.
No.
It is everybody's badge that won't work for that, though. It's not just pushes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something's messed up with that door.
Yeah, the other things work. The new Clint Eastwood movie came in at number 3.
Todd's right about this. I didn't get good reviews from what I read, but it's the third in his Angry Man trilogy. Of course, the first one was Old Man Torino, which is a good movie.
Yeah.
And then I did watch The Mule.
I never watched that.
That's pretty good. Yeah. But he's an angry man muling drugs, and now he's an old modern day cowboy kind of thing. I saw it's a pickup truck it's not old school.
Right. And he's grumpy.
And he's grumpy. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He's old and he's grumpy.
And he's 90 and he punches somebody at 90.
Oh, he does.
Your hand would collapse if you punched somebody at 90.
Is there a threesome in The Mule? Is he 90 with two other chicks?
They don't show it.
Okay.
They don't show his naked, wrinkly ass getting all sweaty.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. I was waiting for that. Two hookers take him in somewhere, and it's like assumed, and he did. He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's hookers.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, he's like, in that movie, he's about 85. You know. Even my dad didn't get a threesome at the Bunny Ranch. He wouldn't know what to do anyway.
He could have if he'd asked for one.
Yeah, he probably could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have. Why didn't we coach him up?
I think we did tell him that, but I think he was happy just being with a 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're looking at five guys.
That was enough.
Yeah.
That'd be enough for us.
Got to ease into the threesome thing?
I don't know. I don't remember our conversation with Dad about the threesomes.
He'd taken a 7-leg flight to get to Reno.
Three times.
And he had free hookers. He wasn't complaining.
No, he was not. Yeah, right.
You know?
He wasn't bitching at a free beer party. Hey, why don't I bring another one in here, Dennis?
Yeah.
I need two. One just to, you know, rock me to sleep.
My kid told me about this thing that he wanted to try.
Strip clubs. Apparently a lot of strip clubs have the bathroom attendant.
Oh, they do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're not clean bathrooms usually. They smell like sweat and semen.
Yeah, but in that,
in the morning.
Don't you think that's
and
more
that's just in a guy's pants?
Don't you think that's more to just keep people from doing things they shouldn't be doing in the bathroom?
More of a security thing.
Yeah, that's a security thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, to bring a stripper in the bathroom and bang her in
yeah,
there.
Or a line of blow on the whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where are you supposed to do your blow?
I think that's the dressing room.
Well, the hooker's ass.
Parking lot.
We all had an answer for that question.
There's plenty of places.
Come on, Nick. Just think about it
they
once.
A guy that did blow it in a couple strip clubs before you. Yeah, you'll find a place.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I'm using picture at TMZ of the Taliban. I mean, although you probably didn't think there was such a thing.
Nope, Biden brought him back.
he did.
Because I'm stupid.
There's a picture of Taliban pedal boating on the lake of an empty park.
Is this a guy?
Huh? A lot of them.
Oh, okay.
So they're having fun. Well, they got a date. They took
holding
over the country.
Guns and whatnot.
And they're on those little paddle things.
Got the little paddle boats. Paddling around. They got guns with them.
You mean Allah wasn't against the paddle boats? Because that just sounds like fun.
Well, yeah. They're at a little park.
That you, the thing. Prob- they probably existed.
That you can go rent these things. And the they got them for free and said, I'm going around and with my gun in this thing.
AK in one hand and the little steering paddle in the other.
Yes. It's amusing.
When the Taliban kicks back.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're having fun with Western culture there.
Well, it's their own culture.
No, they took it over.
This is abandoned luxuries in Afghanistan.
Exactly, because they took it over. The Taliban women go back in a closet, no more luxuries.
There's no women.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That looks fake.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
Yeah.
The swan, the flamingo, and other bird-themed vessels.
Yeah.
Whee! You've got to have your AK on the paddle boat.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got an AK.
Yeah, share that, Bush. When you get back in the studio.
Can't. He's busy.
I can't.
When they let you back in your studio.
Oh, here's an image of one guy with a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
You'd think that would throw off the paddle boat if you hit the you launched an RPG from the paddle boat. You might end up in the water.
So it's the old school, the actual swans and stuff on those kind of paddle boats too? Not just the one? Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, nothing says relaxing day at the lake.
Are they on the roller coaster too?
Rocket launcher on the paddle boat.
All riding the roller coaster
always,
too?
The only picture we see is them rolling
Taliban
around.
Taliban on the tilt-a-whirl?
On the lake.
All love it. You know, maybe we should keep some of this Western stuff. We kind of like this.
It looks like a big lake.
You know, somebody's
big
thinking
big man-made
that.
Lake?
Some of those guys are thinking, you know what? We kind of like some of this Western stuff we had when we weren't run by us.
Yeah, this paddle boat's great. Also, get all the girls out of the schools.
Oh, they'll cherry pick what they like.
They will. They will.
All those places that hate Western culture end up co-opting a bunch of it.
Well, claim
to hate Western
to a
culture.
Point, right.
Or someone that went into the palace, there was a picture of those guys in the gym.
Really?
With the robes and the whole get up, the guns on their shoulders, not knowing how to use any of the equipment, trying to work out.
Thanks, Biden. Now the Taliban's paddle boating.
Having fun.
Yeah.
We're going to behead people and also, hey, paddle boat.
It is so true. It's so stupid, man.
Death to America. All right, break time.
I want to be first in the coaster.
The Tammy Faye Baker biopic.
Oh, it looks so
The Eyes of Tammy Faye,
doesn't seem like a movie
starring
should have been
Jessica
made.
Chastain, finished in ninth place.
Nobody should go to the theater to see that. That's a TV movie at best.
That's 1987.
Does it seem like it was made way too late? Now, I heard she's getting good reviews, but I heard the movie's... First of all, she's hotter than Tammy Faye Baker.
That's not difficult.
Good
puss
point.
Is.
Yeah. Does it concentrate
in the same makeup? Right.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
Is it focused on just one era?
That is a compliment, by the way.
Yeah. I took it that way.
Yeah. Or is it the whole story?
It's the beginning of their TV career. If you can see, it looks like it's dated. Looks like the 70s. Yeah. The previews look that way. I don't know. I won't see it.
I'm tempted to go to a movie theater because I saw that Oasis is having like some old concert. From back in the day, they're going to show in a theater. I think that'll be the closest I'll ever get to being able to see Oasis.
That'd be kind of cool. You're right.
You see Liam fell out of a helicopter?
What?
Whoa. Yes.
How far?
Well,
they're not saying.
He provided zero details.
He said like 100,000 feet.
Well, no, he didn't. If he's alive, he fell probably 10 feet.
He busted up his face.
Yeah. He fell out of a helicopter. He was on Instagram Saturday showing his fans his bandaged and bloody face. He says it's all good. He'd been performing at the Isle of Wight Festival in England before the accident.
This is a singer, right?
It's Liam.
Yeah, he's a singer. He's a singer.
Noel's
a guitar player, songwriter, right?
Yeah.
Said that he'd fallen like 100,000 feet when somebody asked, but actually, I'm sure that's how it felt. Falling out. He also said Keith Moon has nothing on him.
I know. Keith Moon's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of horse tranquilizers.
He's got that.
Yeah. Was he drinking?
No word on that. Although, if he invokes Keith Moon.
Yeah. That's drunk.
One assumes.
You're falling out of a helicopter drunk.
Yeah.
I was driving down to Lawrence, I saw a sign that said helicopter rides, and it was like a long dirt road back to this farm. I'm thinking, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like an amusement park or like a, I'm thinking, no.
And what is there to see?
That's not the point. Somebody walks out with like 8 teeth and goes, yeah, I'll start this thing up for you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Take you over the beautiful Flint Hills?
It wasn't so much the view, it's just I don't trust the helicopter.
Hop in, Stevie Ray.
In the middle of
Let's go.
Right. Exactly. It's stupid. Going back.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.